Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Turns out it's just you and me. We're having a little technical difficulty connecting with our guest, but I've got some things. It's going to work out pretty well because I want to get you started on something this week real early. I want to get started real quickly on something really important. And that is that this is International Networking Week. Right now, this week, International Networking Week. I know. I'm excited, too. If you guys remember, some of you folks who have been around a long time with me will remember back in the 90s. I know you may not want to admit that you're that old, but back in the 90s, before the 21st century, I said, three things that we're going to have to get better at as we enter the 21st century. We're going to have to get better at leveraging technology. We're going to have to get better at building strategic alliances. And we're going to have to get better at networking. Those were the three things. And boy, howdy, has that come to pass. And but before we go any further, before you head out on International Networking Week, I want you to help me recognize two world-class leaders for first making networking a thing, and then for making it a big thing. So on February 23rd, 1905, lawyer Paul Harris got a handful of friends together and founded Rotary, the world's first civic club. Initially, his goal was just to grow his law practice, right? But Harris soon realized that this could become big, because Rotary clubs caught on, and you might say, went viral. Now, after over a century of international success, more than 33,000 Rotary clubs, about 1.3 million Rotarians around the globe, meet every week to network, and millions of people worldwide have benefited as Rotarians have delivered on Harris's founding principle, which is service above self. Let me give you an example. All kinds of good things are going on that are funded by Rotary International, but also services are delivered by Rotarians themselves. It's all over the world this is happening. I've been involved in some of them, but let me tell you what the big one is. Almost single-handedly, Rotary is the biggest partner. You won't see this in the news, but Rotary is the original and the biggest partner in essentially eradicating polio on planet Earth. There's only like three countries where polio is found. One of them is Pakistan, I think. So good for Rotary, right? Well, three quarters of a century later, Ivan Meisner also had a rather parochial idea that caught on around the world, like Harris's. What began simply as a plan to meet other professionals in order to grow his consulting business, rather quickly became Business Network International, BNI. You know who those guys are. We talk about it all the time. Ivan Meisner, the founder, is going to be on the show later this week. Well, over 30 years and 7,500 worldwide chapters later, and millions of business referrals later, the BNI watchword is givers gain, right? After more than a half century in the marketplace, and 25 years as a Rotarian, and 20 years as a friend of BNI and Ivan Meisner's, here's what I call the networking power question, and I want you to use it this week when you go out for International Networking Week. You've heard me say it before: networking power question. What can I do to help you? There are two fundamental reasons Rotary and BNI caught on and have endured. First, networking is a professional version of the naturally gregarious nature of humans. We just like doing it. Done right, this is number two, done right, the headwaters of networking is a commitment to what's best for the person on the other side of the handshake. And after a century of organized practicing, we know the awesome power of putting others first, don't we, my friends? Now, let's get your International Networking Week off to a successful start by considering these networking thoughts. These were inspired by my friend and networking goddess, Andrea Nirenberg. The first NT, our networking thought, is make eye contact. Clearly, the cardinal sin of networking is not looking the other person in the eye, the one you're talking to. Andrea said you should be able to remember the color of the person's eyes that you just met. That's a tough one for me, but I try. Networking thought number two, more ears, less mouth. This is an old adage, right? But it's an essential networking thought for most of us, including me. You'll be more likely to impress someone by your interest in them rather than the other way around. Tell me about your business, and then tell me more. Try that. Networking thought number three, smile a lot. Ladies are usually better at this than the guys, but the smile must be genuine and is best accomplished in combination with networking thought number one, which is make eye contact, right? You don't have to grin, guys. Just turn up the corners of your mouth just a little bit. Networking thought number four, firm handshake. Men are usually better at this than the ladies, but don't turn it into a wrestling match. And guys, when you're shaking the hand of a lady, it's the opposite of dancing. Let the lady lead. Ladies, that means you offer your hand first and give them a good squeeze. No one likes a dead fish, limp elbow handshake. Number five, elevator speech. This is your very short response when it's your turn to talk. And unless you actually are getting on an elevator, be thinking about networking thought number two, which is more ears, less mouth. And number six, successful networking benefits all parties. Enter any networking opportunity with number six in mind instead of what's in it for me. Remember the legendary Rotary and BNI mottos, service above self and givers gain. Here's a bonus from Ivan Meisner, and I call it the Meisner Razor. It's not net play, it's network. Make your personal goal to become a professional networker. Make that your personal goal, and then watch success come and play in your backyard. And remember this, my friends, face-to-face networking is the original social media. How many times have you heard me say that? I believe that. Happy International Networking Week. Have a good one. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.